It's day one, classic in the country. Game three coming your way next as the Notre Dame Academy Eagles out of Toledo getting ready to take on the Dublin Coffin Shamrocks out of Dublin, Ohio. Game number three comes your way next on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
And welcome back to the 2026 Classic of the Country. Jake Seidel on with you now. Chris Wallace staying on for another game as we get set up for this one between the Notre Dame Academy Eagles from Toledo and the Dublin Kaufman Shamrocks out of the Ohio Capital Conference. And this should be a pretty good game, Chris. We've seen Notre Dame Academy out here the last couple of years, but the Shamrocks led by first-year head coach Carly Santoro Antle, the former Bowling Green Falcon and Ohio State Buckeye, taking the helm with Dublin Kaufman this year.
Well, boy, a lot of history there with Dublin Kaufman and obviously J.C. Sheldon, who plays in the WNBA, and a lot of great basketball players coming out of the Dublin Kaufman. Don't think I've gotten to see them before, but obviously Toledo Notre Dame, a staple here at the Classic in the country. So really looking forward to these. You know, you get two Division I teams like this and a great matchup, and boy, it's a fun one.
Well, you take a look, actually, with the expanded divisions, you now see Notre Dame Academy drop to Division III for this year.
Oh, excuse me.
So you still, Dublin Kaufman, still Division I, but these are two teams that should match up pretty well. Only one college commit as of now between the two, and that is Colette Sanders of Dublin Kaufman. She is committed to head up to Kalamazoo College.
Oh, very nice. I definitely remember Colette Sanders. You know, heard that name around and about, and boy, an excellent basketball player in Colette. And so looking forward to watching what she can do here in her senior year.
Meanwhile, on the other side, you look at Toledo Notre Dame, and they've got two seniors in the starting five and a freshman on the starting five this year. So not exactly sure what you're going to see, but Callie Thames, I seem to remember that name from a year ago.
Absolutely, and boy, you know, if you're a freshman starting on a team here that plays at the Classic in the country, you are outstanding. And so, you know, great basketball teams. And so looking forward to, again, getting this one underway, and always a good matchup. And Toledo Notre Dame, I've covered them for the last couple years here at the Classic in the country, and they sure don't disappoint.
We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and get you the starting lineups next as we get set for game number three of the 2026 Classic in the Country here on WKLM.
high school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Brr, it's colder than a freezer aisle in January.
Good thing Roadies IGA in Millersburg is heating things up with hot savings.
Like 85% lean 10-pound tube ground beef, $5.28 a pound. That's a lot of burgers.
And USDA Choice Boneless English Roast for $5.98 a pound. Plus party chicken wings for only $2.98 a pound. Now that's a party.
Add baby back ribs for $3.48 a pound and butterball ground turkey $4.98.
Top it off with a 3-pound bag of carrot oranges for just $3.98. Dinner just got colorful.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Roadies IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Back at the Classic in the Country, getting set for game number 5. Pardon me, game number 3, getting ahead of myself, but first we'll pause for some words from Martin Luther King Jr. Great tradition here at the Classic in the Country, hearing those words from Dr. King. Time to meet our starting lineups for game number 3 today, and with those starting lineups, here's Chris Wallace.
Absolutely. We'll take a look at the home team in today's contest, the Notre Dame Academy Eagles. We've got a 5'5 senior wearing number 1, Callie Thomas. A 5'6 junior wearing number 11, Brooklyn Armstead. A 5'6 senior wearing number 14, Carries Clark. A 5'10 junior wearing number 25, Violet Snyder. And a 5'10 freshman wearing number 34, Kendall Teamer. Taking a look at the visitors, the Dublin Kaufman Shamrocks. We got a 5'11 senior wearing number 0, Kylie Mast. A 5'8 junior wearing number 1, Jordan Hicks. A 6-foot sophomore wearing number 4, Riley Blankenship. A 6-foot junior wearing number 13, Katie Bowman. And a 5'10 junior wearing number 22, Emmy Brent.
Travis Galloway is the head coach of the Notre Dame Academy Eagles. And again, Carly Santoro Antle, the head coach of the Shamrocks. Her first season, she has a career record of 7-4. Actually, make that 11-4, as the Rocks are 11-4 on the season. Meanwhile, Travis Galloway in his 18th year with the Eagles, a record of 331-109. So a coach that's been doing this for a while, and a coach that is in her first season at the helm of this varsity program for Dublin Kaufman.
Absolutely. New to Dublin Kaufman, but definitely not new to the game of basketball, as she's established herself as a player. So a great player there as well. So looking forward to seeing what she can do here in her first year at Dublin Kaufman. And I'm not sure, was Dublin Kaufman here at the Classic in the Country last year?
I don't think they were here last year. They may have been here in the past.
Yeah, maybe not here in the last year. But, I'm absolutely looking forward to getting this one underway.
As the Rocks wearing their road blacks trimmed in white with green numerals on the front and back, white home uniforms trimmed in blue and gold for the Notre Dame Eagles. Eagles will attack left or right here on your video screen. Great to have you with us here on WKLM.live.
certainly is. You can also listen to this game on Stream 2 on WKLMFM.com. So if you want to listen to the radio-only version, you've got that option as well.
Looks like Bowman to take the jump here against Violet Snyder. As we await the whistle from our referee and we get set. 35 seconds on the shot clock. 8 minutes on our first quarter clock. Here's our referee's whistle. The tip, well, maybe. Few bounces. Now the tip is up, and it is won by the Rocks. We're underway as Mass has it on the near side. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound going to be brought in down low. Calling that Bowman on the offensive rebound. She'll throw it off an eagle. It'll stay with the Rocks down low. Mast looking to inbound this one. Gets it in on that right wing side for Fern. She'll drive in, puts the jump shot up, no good. Rebound is going to go in and out of the hands of an Eagles player, but that'll be brought in by Karis Clark. She'll get up to Callie Thames across the timeline on the left wing side. 25 to shoot here in quarter number one. 7.5 to play in the quarter. Top of the key now for Violet Snyder. Going to give it back up for Thames. Thames on the left wing. Backs out with 14 to shoot. Now drives in. Throws it up. Off the glass. Give her the bucket and one. Thames going to the line for three the old-fashioned way here in the first quarter.
Yeah, great drive by Thames. Boy, she's got some quickness getting to the basket. And, boy, she was able to finish with the contact.
So that first foul going to be called against Jordan Hicks as the free throw is converted. Hicks picks up her first, team's first for Dublin Kaufman. Full court press now from the Eagles as the pass comes on the near side. It'll be intercepted. Thames on that one. Going to drive in, kicks it left wing side. Three ball on the way. No good on the attempt there from Armstead. Give the rebound to Riley Blankenship. Blankenship in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline on the right wing side. Now 26 to shoot here with under 7 minutes to play quarter number one. We'll go all around the horn, down into the corner on the near side. Dribbled out there by Hicks. Gives it up right wing side. Frenton drives the lane. We'll put it up for two.
I made friends for two.
Back on the other side, Thames has it on the left wing. Dribbles top of the key, drives right wing side. Underhanded layup will roll around and fall in. Right now it's Thames 5, Dublin Kaufman 2. Across the timeline come the Rocks with Blankenship. She's going to take a step back three off the front rim. No good. Rebound is going to be brought in by Blankenship. She's on the left wing trying to dribble past some pressure. Kicks it on the right wing side for Mass. Her contested three back off the back iron. Rebound going to be brought in by Karis Clark that time for the Eagles. She'll give it up to Thames across the timeline with 6 minutes left to here in the first quarter. Stretch pass underneath to Snyder. She'll miss the shot. You can give the board to Frent for the Dublin Kaufman Rocks. Just getting across the timeline in time there was Blankenship. Kicks it onto that right wing side. Blankenship has it in the paint. Turns off the block, off the glass, no good. Gets her own board. Reverse layup off the glass again. Gets her own rebound again, and third time's a charm for Blankenship. It makes it 5-4. No quit in that girl underneath the hoop.
Absolutely, great rebounding.
Kick it on the right wing side now for Armstead. She'll give it back up top for Teamer. Back onto the left wing side for Thames. She'll try a three, got it. Nothing but net, and it is still Thames all the way for the Eagles. Mass going to get it across the court there for Blankenship. She gets it down onto the right wing side for Frent. Frent drives through, left-handed layup is good. And it's a two-point game again, 8-6 the lead for Toledo Notre Dame. Crossing the timeline, Callie Thames. Trying to get a screen on that left wing side, now gets the bounce off to Teamer. Teamer on that right wing, gets it inside, put it up off the run. There's Brooklyn Armstead. She's the first Eagle named Thames to score, not named Thames to score, and it's a 10-6 lead. And now a travel called as they try to break the press. That'll be the second turnover against Dublin.
Yeah, I didn't really kind of watch the play there. I didn't really see a shuffle of the feet, but I guess it was pretty close there, right around the half-court mark. That full-court pressure kind of makes you double-take and double-think what you're going to do when you put the ball on the floor.
Ball inbounded here. Thames has it up top, going to kick it on the left wing side. for Stubbe, who just checks in. Back onto the right wing side now for Thames. Lobs it inside, and we're going to get a foul before the ball makes its way into Mia Stubbe. And I believe that one's going to go against Frent. That's her first, team second of the quarter. 4:19 to play. They'll lob it in up top onto the right wing side for Stubbe. She gives it back to Thames up top. Thames. Bounce pass into Stubbe. She took a lot of contact there. It's not going to get a call that time. That'll be the first turnover on Notre Dame.
That was a good post-up pass, just a little out of her reach.
Number 14, Caitlin Berry.
Caitlin Berry checking in for the first time today. 4 minutes and change remaining, quarter number one. As Mass will get it across the timeline, down into the corner, back inside, taking it to the hoop, underhanded layup, no good. On the attempt that time was Blankenship. Give the rebound to Thames. Thames, top of the key, dribbles, gets it, kicks it to the near side for Clark. Karis Clark driving, free throw line jumper, back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Kylie Mast. Stretch pass to midcourt, Blankenship comes down with it. Blankenship takes it across the midcourt line, looking right wing side, finds Mast. Mast gets a screen, moves to the top of the key. Her long two is off the front iron. No good, but an offensive rebound underneath. The shot missed by Berry. Ball loose down low. Thames has it ripped away, and we still haven't had a tie-up, and now we do.
I was surprised. A travel, a tie-up, and out of bounds, something. But, yeah, she was on the ground there for a little bit before they got the call.
So it, Joel just called that a team rebound, I think, for the Eagles.
Probably.
No one really had complete control of it in that entire little scrum there as Thames has it up top again, looking to move on the left wing side. 3 minutes and change to play, quarter number one. Top of the key is Armstead, going to give it up for Thames on the right wing. She'll drive through, throws it up wildly off the side iron, no good. Ran into her own player and ends up with the rebound. Puts up the three off the rim, no good. Rebound brought in by Stubbe. She'll send it out to Teamer, who drives in, kicking it right wing side now for Karis Clark. He'll give it back to Thames up top. Thames able to save a team rebound, or save herself a rebound, and now she'll drive in. Her shot deflected and blocked there. Rebound going to be brought in by Bowman. Stretch pass down low. Here's Frent going to the hoop. Turns around, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebound brought in by Armstead. She gets sandwiched, and it'll be a tie-up, and we'll give the ball back to Dublin Kaufman. Starting to pick up the pace a little bit here.
Oh, they certainly are. And, you know, after the first two games, you know, you get some of these larger schools or, you know, programs like this, and, boy, the quickness really picks up.
Mass surveys the court, gets it in. Taking a few dribbles inside here as Bowman picks up her dribble. She'll lose the basketball, and it was picked up by Mia Stubbe. 2:10 to play, quarter number one. Thames back across the timeline. It's a 10-6 lead for Notre Dame Academy. Going to kick it underneath, going to the hoop. That was, pardon me, Karis Clark. She'll miss the shot. Kaufman comes down with the rebound. Across the timeline here is Mast on the right wing side, driving in. Kicks it back underneath. Pass is going to be tipped and out of bounds. Last touch by Notre Dame, so it'll stay with the Rocks. So 1:50 to play here, quarter number one. Back up top for Mast. Mast dribbles, looking right wing side, bounce pass for Blankenship. Blankenship gets a screen, might have gotten away with an illegal screen from her teammate there. It'll end up back up top for Bowman, trying to get it down low underneath Blankenship. Through a lot of contact, loses the basketball and will go the other way. Here's Thames on the left wing side, going to kick it on the right wing for Karis Clark. She'll drive through, has her shot blocked once again. Give that rebound to Caitlin Berry. Here's Blankenship, will bring it across the timeline. 28 seconds to shoot, 1 minute and change to play quarter number one. Here's Bowman, going to give it up on that right wing side for Berry. Berry, with under a minute to play, will get it back up top to number 21, who I do not have on my roster. We'll check on that here in just a moment. Mast puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Bowman. Kicked out to Berry for three, no good. Rebound is tipped around and will be brought in by our mystery number 21, who again will check. Three ball on the way. Blankenship, she got it. Blankenship has five to Pace Kaufman, and it's a one-point lead. Now about a half second, or pardon me, a 1.5 second difference between game and shot clock. 27 to play, 24 to shoot, and now a foul going to be called against Riley Blankenship. That'll be her first.
I just checked there. It's not in the book roster either. So either a jersey malfunction that gave her a different number today, or
we'll see if Coach Cousy is listening somewhere. We'll have him talking with each coach at halftime. Thames has it inbounded. 21 seconds to play. They'll get it back up top. Now left wing side. Thames going to pass it back up top for Armstead. Now right wing side to Stubbe. Back up top to Thames. Thames with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Picks up her dribble. Now gives it up. We're going to get a shot clock violation.
Oh.
Now I thought with a foul it should have reset to 35, but I might be...
I think Matt had said that that's kind of something unique in high school, that typically doesn't happen after a timeout after a foul. It does not reset.
Interesting. For some reason, I thought it did. I might have misread the rule book. Now a little bumping before the ball is even given to the inbounder. They'll get it in 2 seconds. Here's a long shot. It's going to fall no good for Kylie Mass. And after one quarter of play, it is Notre Dame 10 and Dublin Kaufman 9. We'll take a timeout and come back here on WKLM.
Other guys insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Back here at the Reese Center, Jake Saddle, Chris Wallace with you. Owen Garibrandt is our videographer. No, I got the wrong one, didn't I? No, I'm right. I got the right one. I don't know why. I got him confused with his brother for some reason. Bryce Haynes is our producer today. Always great to be with you. We'll have Coach Cousy here at halftime talking to each head coach. And a very even first quarter of play there, Chris.
Oh, most certainly so. You look at all the stats that I'm working on right now, and it seems like everything was pretty
Mast.
Similar.
Sydney Mast.
Okay, Sydney Mast is our mystery number 21. As here's Thames driving it in, tries to kick it out underneath. Stubbe will miss the shot, and the rebound will be brought in by Kaufman. Quick stretch pass underneath. Give that two to Emily Frent.
Emily Frent for two.
So that gives the Rocks their first lead of the game at 11-10. As Thames has it on the left wing side, gets the bounce pass underneath for Teamer. Teamer going to get called for the walk here. Yes, she will. Her second for Notre Dame. First quarter numbers courtesy of Chris Wallace. Notre Dame 1 of 3 from downtown. Dublin Kaufman was 1 of 5. We'll get the rest here in just a moment. As we cross the timeline, here's the pass up top, left wing side. Kylie Mass for three off the mark. Rebound tipped and off the hands there of Riley Blankenship. Awfully close call with the referee right in front of it.
Yeah, it looked like it kind of went off of Toledo Notre Dame, but and the ref had a better view.
Notre Dame, 3 of 9 for 33% from two-point land. Dublin Kaufman was 2 of 12 for 17%. One free throw was shot in that first half, and it was converted by the Eagles. 16 rebounds, though, for Dublin Kaufman.
Of course, 4 of those came on one possession there.
Thames has it up top, 13 to shoot, and a 5-second violation against Thames. And that's another thing that's different here. That's a third turnover on Notre Dame. But the 5-second violation is in effect when you have a shot clock in effect in a high school game.
Yeah, I was unaware. Had to ask. First game of doing with the shot clock here today, so learning a few new rules.
Mass going to get it down into the corner. Three ball air balled that time by Hicks, but an offensive rebound going to be brought in there by Frent. And a foul going to go be called against Toledo Notre Dame underneath.
Toledo Notre Dame foul, number 21, Mia Stubbe.
Mia Stubbe will pick up her first, team's first. Three ball in the corner is wow. Nothing but net for Kylie Mast.
3 points for Kylie Mast.
That'll make it 14-10. The largest lead of the ball game for either team so far has been 3 points. Left wing side now. Thames has it, going to give it back up top for Karis Clark. Now on the right wing side for Stubbe. Kicking left wing side now for Karis Clark. Picked back up top. We'll move on to the right wing side now for Armstead. Back to Thames up top. Going to take a dribble to the near side. Trying to lob it underneath, and she'll throw it away. Mass takes it away. Gives it underneath. Here's Frent going to the hoop. No good. Through contact, Thames gets the rebound. Thames going to take it across midcourt now. 5:48 to play, quarter number one. Here's a three ball on the way. Back iron, no good. Rebound going to be tipped around. Taking that three was Armstead. And give the rebound to Frent once again. Ball tipped as it finds its way to Hicks. Hicks through contact, going to be fouled. We had a hip check. And it will lead to an inbound as... believe they did they signal 10 or they're gonna give that to Thames. That'll be her first, team's first. Mass gonna look to inbound this one, gets it into Hicks. Hicks gonna dive on top of it and saves the possession. Here's Blankenship up top, gonna look to reset. Blankenship dribbles right, gonna drive through, throws it up, no good off the rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Teamer. Back onto the right wing side now for Karis Clark. Will reset with Armstead up top. And now back to Thames. Thames on the right wing, dribbles up top, gets a screen from Teamer. 18 to shoot here in this possession. Get it back out to Thames. Driving right side of the lane, trying to find Teamer again. Teamer drives in, spins on the block, has the ball poked out of her hands, and the ball going to be knocked out of bounds off of Blankenship. Good defense there by Dublin Kaufman, and now you're going to force... Well, let's see here. They reset the shot clock here.
Yeah, the officials are going to talk about it. And
I think 3 seconds on the shot clock. I wonder if the... whoever's running the shot clock for this game. Oh, now both clocks are running.
Well, they got to run it down to 3 seconds. You can't maybe set it at a specific.
I'm not sure what's happening here.
But now they're going to point at it.
Yep. So it's according to our scoreboard clock on our, score bug on the stream. 4:45 will be left in the quarter, and 3 seconds will be on the shot clock. I was wondering if our shot clock operator maybe thought there was a change in possession there.
I think they can maybe not set the shot clock to a specific time, but they can let that run down to the 3 seconds and then set the actual scoreboard clock.
And these are some of the learning curves we're going to have.
Yeah, good to work it out now.
Right. We're going to lob it up top. It'll be brought in by Teamer. They get a shot off at the buzzer. It's going to rim out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was no good.
That was it was the shot clock violation. The basket was not good.
Okay,
Dublin rebounded the ball and then was going to take it out of bounds and then passed it to the official who was out of bounds. So that will be a turnover the rebound.
Armstead missed the shot. Give a rebound there to Bowman, I believe, and then a turnover. Fame's going to lob it underneath. Ball knocked away, still loose. The shovel pass underneath. Armstead... going to be fouled as she goes to the ground, according to our referee. And they're going to get masked on her first, team's first of the quarter. An interesting
sequence of events.
Sequence here. Lobbed in Thames on the left wing side, trying to get the pick and roll going, sends it for Armstead on the near side. Through traffic, and now she's going to get called for a walk. She created some contact and shuffled the feet.
Get the fifth turnover on Toledo Notre Dame.
14-10, the lean for Dublin Kaufman here. It's Blankenship will bring this one up and across the timeline, driving left wing side. Picks up her dribble on that left wing, now drives in, puts up the floater from the left lane, no good. Rebound on her own shot, and Blankenship will put it in for two more. 16-10 now the lead. A 7-0 run here in the second as there's a missed shot. Rebound going to be brought in there by Vary. 7-0 run to start the second. Blankenship gets it underneath on the bounce pass. She'll put it in for two. Timeout, Notre Dame, a full timeout. Dublin Kaufman leads 18-10. We'll be back in 60 on WKLM.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
...18-10, the lead for Dublin. Kaufman over Toledo, Notre Dame. Jake Saddle, Chris Wallace with you. That is the first timeout of this game. So Toledo, Notre Dame is down to four timeouts remaining. It'll be Notre Dame ball in the backcourt here. As it has, again, been a 9-0 run to start the second quarter for Dublin Kaufman. Through most of the second quarter, I should say. Left wing side, here's Thames, thought about a three. Now lobs it underneath. Shot high off the glass by Snyder, no good. Give a rebound to Blankenship, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Blankenship kicks it left wing side. Mass takes a three off the mark. Rebound loose, and it'll be picked up underneath. Mass will get it off of the assist from Allie Haywood, I believe. And now a turnover going the other way. As Bowman picks it, I will correct myself, Bowman got that last assist and rebound. Trying to get Bowman, she has her pocket picked by Thames. I'll correct myself again, that's Clark. Sometimes you see just the one digit on the back of that jersey.
Yeah, and sometimes there's some hair in the way as well.
Thames going to kick it underneath. Here's Teamer going to kick it back out up top to Thames. Thames down onto the right wing for Karis Clark, back to Teamer up top. Teamer gives it up on the left wing side for Violet Snyder. Now back up top for Thames. Under 10 to shoot. Now 5 on the shot clock. Thames throws it up. Missed the rim. Rebound going to be brought in by Frent. Frent going to try to go coast to coast. Puts it up off the glass and it just rims out. Frent got her own offensive board and her putback is good. She has 8 points. It's a 22-10 lead for Dublin Kaufman. 2 minutes and change to play here until halftime. Don't forget, Coach Cousy will be talking with the leading coach first at halftime. Snyder has it, going to give this one up. Armstead backs up, going to kick it on the left wing side for Thames. Thames dribbling, kicks it on the right wing side. Now 10 to shoot. Teamer lobs it underneath, finds Clark. Now kicks it back out to Armstead, who puts it up and gets two. That's the first two of the quarter for Toledo Notre Dame, and they trail by 10, 22-12. Across the timeline is Dublin Kaufman. They'll kick it on the right wing side for Frent, and now a foul on the floor. See who picks this one up. It's going to be Thames. It'll be her second, team's third of the quarter. Dublin Kaufman, they started off a little bit slow here, Chris, but they've come to life in the second quarter.
They certainly have. Blankenship, 7 rebounds, and just doing an outstanding job out there for Dublin.
Mass in the corner for three. She got it again. Kylie Mass with her second triple of the day. A minute 20 to play, under a minute to 20 to play until halftime. Stames moves on the right wing side and will get it into Teamer. Teamer kicks it in the corner. Three ball on the way for Karis Clark. No good. Rebound underneath. Knocked away and somehow it found its way into the hands of Thames. Now here's Armstead. Armstead up top with under a minute to play here until halftime. We'll give it back up to Thames. And there's a lot of contact on that offensive rebound that allowed Thames to get possession. Armstead right wing side drives in, going to kick it back up top. Here's Teamer for three off the rim, and the rebound will be brought in by Caitlin Vary. Across the timeline with Blankenship, 35 seconds, gets it to Vary underneath. She'll miss the shot. Give the rebound to Mia Stubbe with half a minute to go until halftime. Teamer going to give it up on that left wing side. They'll lob it inside for Stubbe. She'll miss the shot. Rebound by Mass with 20 seconds to play here in the quarter. Across the timeline come the Rocks. They'll find Blankenship up top. Under 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Blankenship on the right wing side. 4 seconds left. Now 3 seconds. Blankenship kicks it out. Mass going to try a three at the buzzer. She got it! A buzzer-beating three to take us to halftime. 28-12 the lead for Dublin Kaufman. As we await Coach Cousy, he'll be talking with Carly Santoro Antle of Dublin Kaufman here in just a moment. And Cousy.
And he's going to try to track her down as she looks to make her way to the locker room.
Yep, there she is, and we will have. So we'll go ahead, Cousy. Well, take it away,
okay,
Cousy.
Yep. Hey, halftime here with the Dublin Kaufman coach Carly Santoro Antle. Really impressive defensive performance by your team in the first half. Really forced Hill and Notre Dame to take a lot of bad shots. You got a couple shot clock violations. So maybe talk about your assessment of the first half and more about just playing with a shot clock here in the OHSAA.
I mean, well, you saw our girls have a shot clock violation and throw it to the ref. So, I mean, we're still learning, but they're doing a very good job. I just told them, I said, the time it's going to impact us the most is the end of the game. Just continue to play our basketball, and we'll find a way to get it done. And they're doing a really good job with it.
Yeah, fantastic. Go see Santoro. Good luck to you in the second half.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. And Coach Cousy had a nice interview there.
Yeah, thanks, Cousy. We'll talk to you here at the end of halftime. The halftime score, it's 28-12. Dublin Kaufman in the lead over Notre Dame here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat. Mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Brr,
It's so cold, my grocery list froze.
Then you better thaw it out at Rohde's IGA in Middlesbrough, where the January savings are on fire.
Grab 85% lean family pack ground beef for just $5.88 a pound. That's a meaty deal.
Plus, Gerber's boneless chicken tenders for $5.48 a pound.
Sizzled up with Smithfield bacon at $3.98. And don't forget shoulder roast, filet, or Smithfield pork tenderloin. Buy one, get one free.
Lunchables for $2.98. And Cantha Gold Cantaloupe, 2 for $6.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Halftime here at the Reese Center in Game 3 of the Classic of the Country. Dublin Kaufman leading Toledo Notre Dame 28-12. And it was actually Notre Dame leading by one after the first frame. They led 10-9, but the Rocks came out on fire. The Eagles 19-2 in that second frame, and they will go into halftime leading 28-12. Callie Thames leads the way in this one for Notre Dame with 8 points all in the first quarter. Brooklyn Armstead has 4 to get to the 12 total for Notre Dame Academy. On the other side, Riley Blankenship leading the way with 9 points, 4 in the second quarter, 8 points for Emma Ferent, and Kylie Mast has 6 points all in the second quarter for the Dublin Kaufman Shamrocks. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Chris Wallace.
Thank you very much, Jake. As you mentioned, Dublin Kaufman over Toledo Notre Dame 28-12 at the half. 3-point land, Notre Dame 1 of 8, shooting 13%. Dublin Kaufman 4 of 11, shooting 36%. 2-point field goals, Notre Dame 4 of 14, shooting 29%. Dublin Kaufman 7 of 20, shooting 35%. From the free throw line, Notre Dame a perfect 1 of 1. Dublin Kaufman attempted 0 free throws in the first half. Taking a look at rebounding, Dublin Kaufman has an outstanding lead in the rebounding department, 27-9. And turnovers, Notre Dame with 6, Dublin Kaufman with 5.
That first quarter was very even on both sides, Chris. The second quarter, though, all Shamrocks.
Absolutely. Boy, the Shamrocks really got into their groove, and they were ready to go, and they started firing on all cylinders, getting a lot of turnovers. I tell you what, Riley Blankenship, I've got her for 7 rebounds, 5 on the offensive end just in the first half, and, of course, does a great job. I tell you what, she grabs that ball, dribbles between her legs. She can get to the basket. She's got long strides. It just seemed like Dublin Kaufman, a very offensive powerhouse as well, and doing a great job on the defensive end and just very quick, got great speed, and just does a great job in all aspects of the game.
And we've seen the defense of the Rocks force a few close calls with the shot clock, especially in that second quarter.
Absolutely. And, I think the biggest adjustment, and even for us as announcers, this is my third game here of the day. It's my only third game of my career doing a game with a shot clock. But one of those things that you don't get used to looking at, and, you're able to run clock, or maybe the other team's running a zone, you can kind of, make a few perimeter passes to figure out your best way to attack that zone. You don't have that luxury with a 35-second shot clock. So a different game, a different style of play, and again, just something to get used to when you're not used to looking up at that shot clock as a player. Definitely just one more thing you need to keep your eye on.
It's one of those things I learned how to call basketball with a shot clock in college. So, and then I haven't called a game with a shot clock in 4 years. So this is something different. I have to keep looking up and like, oh yeah, there's a shot clock. So we're waiting on Travis Galloway to make his way out of the locker room to talk with Coach Cousy. Why don't we bring Coach Cousy in on this too? Cousy, what did you see in that first half of this game?
Yeah, you guys kind of really touched on it. The half-court defense by Dublin Kaufman was just fantastic. They did get the one shot clock violation and took it down under 5 seconds a couple times. So I thought the overall team defense by Dublin Kaufman created a lot of bad shots by Toledo Notre Dame. So kind of curious if we get a chance to catch Coach Galloway here and see what his assessment is.
Most certainly. And I tell you what, I was most impressed with with Toledo Notre Dame. Thames, boy, she scored the first couple baskets of the game. She rebounded. She got some steals. An excellent player, again, for Toledo Notre Dame.
And again, time permitting, we are waiting for Travis Galloway, and here come the Eagles. So we'll just hang on. We'll wait for Cousy to get Travis Galloway here.
Looks like he's making his way out of the locker room. Team just hit the floor. Dublin Kaufman on the bench. They haven't made their way to shoot any shots here in this halftime break. Still have a minute 40 left, and looking like we're waiting for him to come out of the locker room.
Yeah, it looks like he's coming out here.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. All right, we got that. Yep. Hey, halftime here at the Classic of the Country. We got Coach Travis Galloway of Toledo Dame. Coach Galloway, good first quarter for you guys. You find yourself down 16, but with a 35-second shot clock, you know you're going to get possessions. What's your strategy? What do you want to see from the team the second half?
The biggest thing we need to see is we need to just be tougher. I mean, they were tougher than we were the whole half. They killed us on the offensive glass. That's something we came into the game, talked about a lot, and made sure that's something we had to do. And we didn't do a very good job of that or taking their transition away. Those are two huge keys for us to be successful. So we got to make sure we clean that up. And you're right, there's a lot of possessions left.
Yep, appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck sticking out. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Coach Cousy. Always great to hear from you, and we look forward to hearing you in the next game as well. 28-12, the lead for Dublin Kaufman. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Back for third quarter action here. Jake Seidel, Chris Wallace with you. So I'll get the ball inbound at Shamrocks basketball to start quarter number three. Blankenship brings it across the timeline. I'm going to give it up. We'll move left wing side. Mass for another three. Oh, she got it. She's got 9 points all from beyond the arc. All of a sudden, it's a 31-12 lead. Back on the right wing side now for Kendall Teamer. She'll give it up left wing side Thames. Thames picks up her dribble, got the pass to the far side. It's poked away by Mast, and the ball is out last touched by Mast. Just an errant pass to the far side there. Either Karis Clark or Thames didn't know where that ball was supposed to go.
Yeah, absolutely, and just great defense by Dublin to kind of cause the confusion.
Thames going to give it up on the right wing side for Armstead. We'll go back up top and back around the horn now for Thomas. Up top, dribbles back. Driving right side of the lane, tries to kick it out once again there to Clark, but too high. It'll be Shamrock's ball on the seventh turnover of the ball game by the Notre Dame Academy Eagles. Mast has it in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble, will get it across the timeline to Bowman. Underneath, lob pass tipped. It'll be taken away as here's Armstead. Armstead looking to go coast to coast. Now cuts back, gets to the right side of the block and does get the shot to fall. It almost came out twice. Armstead has 6 points now for the Toledo Notre Dame Eagles. But a combined 5 players have scored all the points in this one so far. Bowman kicking it up on the right wing side. 3 ball from Blankenship. She got her second triple of the day. Quickly across the other side now. Here's Clark driving in, kind of kick it out left wing side. Thames. Thames drives right side of the lane through contact, puts it up, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
Thames, the only free throw shooter on Notre Dame in the first half. She's a perfect 1 of 1.
Emma Frent will pick up her second, team's first of the quarter. And going to the line to shoot two here is Thames, who's going to try to put her team on her back as the first shot tickles the twine.
It's my favorite saying of yours. There's sometimes I'm in a basketball game and I just chuckle thinking about tickling the twine.
Second attempt is up. She got them both. You mean to tell me that Steve isn't doing the tickles the twine?
No, you're the only one I know, Jake.
Across the timeline, that's knocked away. Armstead has it driving on the left side, and she's going to shuffle her feet as she tried to jump stop. It'll be a turnover. So a turnover each way there.
Got 8 for Notre Dame, 7 for Dublin.
A 34-16 lead for Dublin Kaufman. Is that ball knocked away? Here's Violet Snyder trying to go. She'll put up the shot. They're going to say the foul was on the floor, though. I think Bowman going to pick up that foul.
Kaufman foul number 13.
Yes, it will be.
Katie Bowman, her first.
So Bowman picks up her first, team second. Here's Armstead going to lob it up top. Thames has it. Kicks it left wing side. Finds Armstead again. She picks it up at the free throw line. Her pass in and out of the hands of Thames, but Teamer able to go and pick that one up. Teamer has her pocket picked there. That was Bowman with the takeaway. She'll give it up to Blankenship. Blankenship across the timeline, driving to the right side, and will give it up for Hicks. Hicks drives in underneath, had her shot, or had the ball just taken out of her hand, I think is what we'll call that one. I don't think she ever got the shot completed. Fames driving the other way, throws it up, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Frent. Frent across the timeline, driving in, now kicks it right wing side. Hicks for three, no good. And a foul underneath going to be called against the Rocks. I believe they're going to get Mast on that one. Her second, team's third. That is the sixth foul called against Dublin Kaufman here in this game. Three by comparison to Notre Dame. And I think we're seeing Coach Santora Antle getting a little more animated about that on the sideline.
Most certainly.
Thames across the timeline, right wing side, kick down in the corner for Armstead. She'll dribble up onto the right wing side with 5 minutes and change to play. Kicks it in the third quarter, kicks it back up top for Thames. Thames now with 12 to shoot, now 10 to shoot. Picks up her dribble. She's going to find Armstead, but an illegal screen will wave that basket off. They're going to get Teamer underneath on the offensive foul away from the basketball.
Teamer frustrated with that one there, as trying to set a good pick. Didn't get my eyes on that one, kind of watching the ball a little bit, but moving pick nonetheless, turnover.
So 34-16. Mast gets it across the timeline. Now a timeout will be called by Dublin Kaufman. We'll take it with him and be back in 30 seconds. Rocks lead at 34-16 here on WKLM.
Dinco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Dinco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Right Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Dinco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
4:50 to play here, quarter number three. It's a 34-16 lead for Dublin Kaufman. They take on Toledo Notre Dame, game number three of the Classic in the Country. Game four coming up next. We got Magnificat, and I seem to have lost the next game. Well, Magnificat and West Branch, two other teams that we see out here at the Classic in the Country quite a lot.
That should be a good one as well.
Oh, Blankenship got loose. They didn't. No one guarded her. She got around. She has 5 points here in the second quarter, 14 for the game. So we drive right wing side, kicked in the corner. Armstead has it. We'll reset now to Thames. Thames bounce pass inside to Teamer. Kicks it back up top. Armstead will take a three off the front rim. Rebound going to be brought in underneath there by Blankenship once again. Blankenship has the ball up top. Five count going. Now dribbles to the left. Gets the pass off up top. We'll reset with Frent down into the corner. Here's Hicks behind the back. Finds Frent. She'll drive the baseline. Throws it up off the glass. Give her two. Got the fall on that one from a tough angle.
Yeah, it was a really nice finish and a great drive to the basket.
Thames across the timeline. Going to kick it on the right wing side for Armstead. Back up top, Teamer. Will kick back on the left wing side now for Thames. Thames gets a screen, drives in, kicks it out. Teamer thought about a three, drives in, spin moves to the right of the paint, fadeaway shot, air ball, but Thames right there to grab it like a punt returner. Tries to lob it back inside. It finds its way out for Teamer again. Her three off the glass. Rebound going to be brought in that time by Bowman. Across the timeline, leads Frent underneath. No good about a foul. She'll shoot two as she took a push in the back.
I tell you what, Frent does a great job, number one on the boards and number two finishing as well, and just really does a great job just getting to the basket. Every time you see her with the ball, she's making a drive or getting a nice rebound right around the basket.
Mia Stubbe picks up her second, team second of the quarter. First attempt is up and no good.
The first free throw attempts of the ball game for Dublin Kaufman.
So Frent 0 for 1 from the charity stripes so far. Hicks going to take a little bit of a breather here for the Shamrocks. She'll miss them both. Thames gets the rebound on that one. Kicks it left wing side. Armstead going to drive in. Throws up the floater and got it to fall. That was an awkward shot. Almost like she shot put it right at the front of the rim, but got it to fall. Driving the other way. Kicked back up top. Here's Blankenship. Backs out. Has a five count going. Moving the offense around, under 20 to shoot. Blankenship almost lost that ball. She did have it poked away. And Armstead will come up with it underneath. Quickly across the timeline, here's Karis Clark. Going to give it up for Thames. Thames left wing side with 2.5 to play here, third quarter. And we're going to get another illegal screen. This time it's on Stubbe. Coach Galloway not a fan of it, but... that looked like a moving screen to me.
Yeah, kind of had her feet moving just a tad there. The official not having any of the conversation. He just jogs to the other end.
Back at it with 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. We'll get it across the timeline. Pass to the near side. Blankenship for three. No good. Rebound is tipped up off the glass. Putting it up off the offensive rebound will be Katie Bowman. Her first points of the afternoon off that offensive board.
Maybe her first points, but definitely not her first rebound. Six rebounds in the ballgame.
Thames gets it inside for Teamer. You're going to kick it back to Thames. Count the bucket and one. Callie Thames heading to the line.
Thames, the only player on Toledo Notre Dame to shoot free throws. She is a perfect 3 of 3.
So Thames going to the line for a pair here. I didn't catch who the foul was on. She'll maintain a perfect 4 of 4 from the charity stripe, and it's a 19-point game, 40-21. Across the timeline come the Rocks. Here's Mast. Going to give it up. Driving to the hoop now as Bowman picks it up. Her pass up top a little bit short, and Thames takes it away. Thames in a 2-on-3 the other way. Almost had her pocket pick. Finds Armstead outside, who drives to the hoop. Throws it up off the glass. Give her two. And Armstead starting to come alive here. She's got 8 points. Or pardon me, 10 points. Pass up top, knocked away by Armstead. She can do it on both sides of the court. So Armstead brings it across the timeline, gives it up to Thames. Thames now for Teamer. She's going to take a mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound is tipped. It'll be brought in by Dublin Kaufman and Bowman. 66 seconds to play here, third quarter. Across the timeline with Mash, she takes a hip check as Raquela Grant will pick up her first personal. And we'll see Emmy Frent check back in. I think all the substitutions have been made. So each team has committed 4 fouls here in the third quarter as we're under a minute to play here in the third. Mast up top, spinning, and a drive towards the lane. Free throw line jumper is short, and it will fall out of bounds and give a rebound, a team rebound to Toledo Notre Dame. Jordan Hicks will check back in now for Dublin Kaufman. We've seen some life from the Eagles late in this third quarter.
We certainly have. Scoring a nice basket, getting a turnover, scoring a basket, just doing a great job hustling defensively, exactly what they need to do.
Thames up top, left wing side, going to find Armstead. She wants to drive in, now steps back. About a 15-second difference between shot clock and game clock. Right wing side, driving in is Thames, going to kick it back up top. Thames gets it back, we'll try Armstead with under 10 to shoot. Thames, 5 seconds, 4 seconds to shoot. Kicks it out, here's a long three on the way, off the rim, but the rebound will be brought in. Shot clock is dead with 10 seconds to play here in the quarter. Right wing side, a foul going to be called. That will send Blankenship to the charity stripe for two. As Grant picks up her second team's fifth.
To send Blankenship to the free throw line for her first time today. She's had a big game here this afternoon. I guess it is afternoon now.
It is afternoon by 57 minutes. First attempt is up, and she got it. Gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up. Missed that one. Rebound is going to be brought in by Thames, but she almost fumbled it. 2 seconds left in the quarter. Half court heave is off the backboard, but no good. And that's how we end the third quarter. 41-23 the lead for Dublin Kaufman over Toledo Notre Dame. We'll be back on WKLM.
Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Well, it's loud here in between quarters at the Classic in the Country, getting set for the fourth quarter. Don't forget, game number 4 is coming up next between West Branch and Magnificat. That game going to be on the FM side, FM 95.3 WKLM, as well as right here on WKLM.live. Make sure you head out of this game and head over to that game if you want to catch that game as well. Jake Shannel, Chris Wallace with you. Bryce Haynes, our producer. Owen Garibrandt is our videographer. Coach Cousy has been on the sidelines. Thames has it. Notre Dame trailing 41-23. Going to kick it. Armstead for three on the right wing side, and she hit one. Just the second triple of the ball game for the Notre Dame Academy Eagles. Here's Mass going to give it up, and we cross the timeline with Blankenship. Blankenship has it up top. Going to kick it on to the right wing side for Kylie Mast. Mast dribbles back up top. Going to kick it on the left wing side. Three ball on the way. No good from Blankenship. The offensive rebound going to be brought in by Hicks. Right wing side. Mast for three. She got knocked down on the shot. No call. Rebound still loose on the floor. Yeah, I think we're going to have a tie up. We will. And that'll keep the ball with Dublin Kaufman. So a team offensive board on that one. So Mask going to look to inbound this one. Kicks it into the corner for Frent. Back up top. It'll be brought in by Battle. Oh, pardon me, wrong number 4. That's Blankenship. We'll reset back up top. Driving in here is Frent. She'll be fouled on her way to the hoop, but they'll call it on the floor. And you can give Stubbe her fourth. Team's first of the quarter. So 41-26 the lead for Dublin Kaufman here. 7:05 to play in the ball game. Mast going to lob it up top. It'll go left wing side for Frent. Frent going to find Blankenship cutting to the basket. Puts it off the glass. Give her two more. Blankenship can do no wrong tonight or this afternoon.
Boy, yeah, she's doing everything right, you know, offensively and defensively.
Thames picks up her dribble. Going to kick it out on the right wing side there. We'll reset back up top with Thames. Thames with 17 to shoot, going to take the long three. Back iron, no good. Rebound by Blankenship. She's dealing with Rekayla Grant. And we'll get across the timeline.
I believe that's her 10th rebound for Blankenship.
So well into a double-double for Riley Blankenship tonight. Three ball on the way from Mast. Back iron, no good. Teamer gets the rebound. Across the timeline, Thames has it left wing side, driving into the paint, kicks it to Armstead on the right wing. She'll give it up, and Thames has it again on the Dave Schlabaugh court logo on the far side. Bounce pass going to be taken away by Hicks. Hicks almost ran into a double team, going to give it up for Blankenship. Blankenship across the timeline. We're under 6 minutes to play in this one. Here's Bowman with it. Bounce pass on the left wing side. Now lobbed underneath. Thrown up. No good on the attempt there by Mass. Rebound is out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Mia Stubbe. And it will stay with the Rocks. Violet Snyder going to check in here for Stubbe, who was playing with four fouls. Bounce pass inside. A foul going to be called as that ball was on its way to Frent. And Teamer will pick up her second. Team's second of the quarter. Notre Dame playing a lot more physical as they get it underneath for French. She'll have her shot blocked, and Teamer comes down with the rebound after the block. Left wing side, Armstead going to try a three off the rim. Rebound is loose, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Notre Dame. It'll be Kauffman basketball. Five and a half to play here in this one. So get the ball across with Blankenship once again. Going to lob it into the corner for Hicks. Hicks back to Blankenship on that left wing side. Driving in. Floater is no good off the rim. Rebound brought in by Thames. Thames in a three on two the other way. Gets it underneath here for Grant. She'll lose the basketball. Quickly the other way is Blankenship. Finds Frent underneath. Puts it up off the glass. 4-2. And I will correct myself. That was Kylie Mast who was running the other way in the two-on-one with Frent, but Frent does get the bucket. Under five to play, 45-26 the lead. Here's Teamer, spin move, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound by Jordan Hicks. Blankenship brings it across the timeline with four and a half to play. Kicks it on that right wing side. Round the horn and down in the corner for Frent. Frent gets it up top for Mass. Mass will be fouled by Thames. She'll pick up her third, team's third of the quarter. And we'll see Karis Clark check back in. So a 19-point lead here for Dublin Kauffman over Toledo Notre Dame. They get the ball inbounded in the backcourt to Blankenship. She'll take it across the timeline, kicks it on that right wing side for Mast. Mast picks up her dribble, needs some help. Now she's going to be tied up. Give credit to the Eagles. They're not giving up, and that off, they force another turnover.
Yeah, most certainly so. Just, you know, a lot of grit in there and, you know, not willing to give up against a good Dublin team.
Thames across the timeline, gets a screen to the near side, now kicks it on the right wing side for Armstead. She'll drive in, lost the basketball, kicks it out, and Blankenship will take it away. Blankenship in a two-on-three the other way, has the ball dribbled off of a Eagles opponent and out of bounds over the end line.
Substitution number 21, Sydney Mast.
And we'll see Sydney Mast check in once again. So get it in. Mast going to kick it back out to Mast for three. And that was Kylie Mast off the assist from Sydney Mast for three. She has 12 points all from behind the arc. Thames up top looking on the left wing. Drives in on that left wing side. Resets. Kicks it back to the right wing side for Snyder. Snyder picks up her dribble. Is trying to throw it out for Thames. She'll save it on the far sideline. With 14 to shoot, Thames driving through, throws it up. Offensive rebound by Grant. Her putback no good. And you can give Kylie Mast the rebound. Now Grant is still down underneath the hoop on the other side. So we'll see what happens here. They'll throw it up. A foul going to be called against Violet Snyder. And that will allow them to stop the clock as now Raquela Grant is up and walking gingerly. And she's saying she needs to come out, so she will check out. Sophie Cherry will check in for, I believe, the first time today.
I believe so.
Substitution for the Eagles, number 13, Sophie Cherry.
That last foul was called against Snyder. That was her first, team second of the quarter. Correction, team's third of the quarter. Actually, fourth. I can't count. First shot was missed there by Katie Bowman.
Bowman's first free throws of the game.
She'll miss them both. Rebound going to be brought in by Violet Snyder. Across the timeline, here's Clark going to find Armstead underneath. Too strong. Rebound loose and brought in by Kylie Mast. Under 3 minutes to play in this one. Mast is across the timeline, driving onto that left wing side. Resets, drives near side. Back out now for Mast. Lobbing underneath. And that ball going to be taken away here by Clark. Clark is across the timeline, driving in right wing side. Here's Cherry kicking it back out up top for Thames. Thames driving in, lobs it up underneath, and I can't tell if that was a blocked shot. I think we'll call that a blocked shot and a team rebound for Dublin Kaufman. Now kicking on to the left, or Dublin Kaufman basketball in the backcourt. Here's Mast. Can get back across the timeline. Bowman has it, gives it up. We'll reset back up top with Kylie Mast. Mast driving in. And Thames down on the floor, and she looks to be in some pain.
Didn't see the injury, only laughing there because somebody brought you a plate of food and handed it to you while we're live on the stream,
air.
Like you could fix it, eat it right now.
Thames is on the floor. The trainer's coming out to check on her. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Brr, it's so cold my grocery list froze.
Then you better thaw it out at Rohde's IGA in Middlesburg, where the January savings are on fire.
Grab 85% lean family pack ground beef for just $5.88 a pound. That's a meaty deal.
Plus, Gerber's boneless chicken tenders for $5.48 a pound.
Sizzled up with Smithfield bacon at $3.98. And don't forget shoulder roast, filet, or Smithfield pork tenderloin. Buy one, get one free.
Lunchables for $2.98. And Cantha gold cantaloupe, 2 for $6.
Warm up your meals and cool down your spending now through Sunday
at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Well, Callie Thames being helped off the court, and our thoughts and prayers are with her. That
she looks like she's in some pain.
Yeah, this is not a serious injury, and her season can continue. Great player for this Notre Dame Academy team.
Boy, she didn't really see the accident there, but she is not putting much weight on that ankle or.
She was actually called for the foul on with whatever happened, I believe. But she is being helped off the floor by the training staff here. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with her that this is not too much of a serious injury. On the other side of the court, here's Mast shooting a couple free throws. First attempt is up and back iron, no good. Kylie Mast with 12 points tonight, all from beyond the arc. Second attempt is up, no good. Offensive rebound, though. And now it's stripped away by Armstead. Armstead across the timeline, drives in, throws it up, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds there by Clark. It'll go to the Rocks. See a couple five-plus rebound players on that Dublin-Kaufman side as well.
Absolutely. They did a great job rebounding here in this ballgame. Under two to play.
Across the timeline, they'll get the pass on the near side. Mast going to kick it on the left wing side for Sydney Mast. Now here's Blankenship. She'll take a long three. Got it. I don't think she was even set for that one. She let that one loose in the air.
Yeah, she is 3 of 5 from beyond, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc.
20 points and how many rebounds?
10.
10 rebounds. That's a pretty good stat line for a double-double.
Yeah.
Driving in, here is Teamer, throws it up, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. We'll see here.
It'll be Teamer's first trip to the line in the ballgame. The only other Toledo Notre Dame player to shoot some free throws.
Bowman has her second personal foul, team's first of the fourth quarter. As the front end is missed there, and we'll see some substitutions start to make their way in. As Blankenship checks out and Frent check out. This is where we have to pay a little closer attention to our rosters.
Yeah, yeah. We get a little deeper in the
Teamer misses the back end. Rebound going to be brought in there by Bowman. And she'll give it up to Kylie Mast. Mast across the timeline, going to kick on the right wing side for Rawl. Rawl gives it back up top. Here's Mast driving in. Finds Mast underneath. Ball is loose. Rawl jumps on top of it. It'll be a tie-up. And she got tied up there with... I don't have a 23 for Toledo Notre Dame, do you?
I do not.
23.
Number 23.
Team are going to check out as well here for Toledo Notre Dame. 1 minute and change to play in this one. Three ball on the way from Mast. She'll miss that one. Offensive rebound underneath and a tie-up. Give Sydney Mast the offensive rebound. The tie-up will be a turnover. 104 to play here, corner number four. And now under a minute to play in the ball game, 51-26. Dublin Kaufman got off to a big stretch, a big lead late in the second quarter and didn't look back. Three ball on the way, no good on the attempt there from Snyder. Rebound going to be tied up once again. It'll give the ball back to Dublin Kaufman with 46 seconds to play. So an 11 and 1/10 of a second difference between shot clock and game clock. Ball inbounded. Olivia Rawl will bring this one up and across the timeline onto the right wing side. Rawl going to kick it onto that right wing side for Caitlin Vary, and she'll lose the ball out of bounds. Last touched by Toledo Notre Dame. Rawl going to look to inbound it. Gets it in, and a wide open look for Sydney Mast. She'll miss it. Rebound going to be brought in here by number 24. I also don't have a number 24, but we have a steal and then another turnover on Dublin Kaufman. They'll get very on the carry. Say that 10 times fast.
I was thinking the same. Very with the carry. Nice steal, though, by Vary.
Shot clock is dead with under 20 seconds to play. Pass to the far side for number 4. I also don't have a number 4. I don't have any of these players for Notre Dame on my roster, apparently. So, unfortunately, folks, I have to go by numbers here. It's number 23 up on the left wing. Going to go back up top to Violet Snyder. I have her. Snyder takes a long two at the buzzer. It's no good, but you can give a rebound to Rawl. That's how we end game number 3 here. Dublin Kaufman 51 and Notre Dame at 26. Stay tuned. Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have our game number 4 between West.